Hey, this is KLLGLP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a-chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What is that wailing whistle? Whoopee! I'm back. Right, Greg? Glad to see you're back now that I've seen your face. Oh, man, train, you're so kind. Hey, now what I meant was I've been away, actually, from Grange Central Station and the Bipolar Express for the past 3 weeks. Probably didn't know some of you out there. And while I was away, I chose to play the last year's account of one of our local railroad heroes, two of them, actually, Engineer Brooks and Boomer Jack, that railroad dog. And by the way, my deepest apologies for the many, 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 many phone calls that I received after 10 o'clock on Saturday night. I'm glad you're out there, but that show was a year ago, and I guess I gave out my home phone just to see if anybody was listening last year. And, well, but anyway, I really thank you all for listening and calling in, and my wife, when she figured out who it was, I hope she wasn't too unkind to you. But anyway, the Bipolar Express, I'll tell you, it is recorded live. I'm live right now. Ow! I just slapped myself in the head. See, that's live. I'm not grateful and dead. And I'm not, you know, I'm not tech enough to do and ride the engineer at the same time. And I need engineers like Mike Burgess. Woo! And he's here today, too. It looks like him, anyway. Or Liam O'Carroll. O'Carroll. You know, someone out there, Mammy, who wants to learn how. Hey, if you do, man, www.kllg.org. Come on and join your hometown radio here in Willits. 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 Willits? Hey, you know, it's already mid-July and speeding toward August. That full moon is now on the wane. So long, fully. You know, it's supposed to be a meteor shower at the end of July. You know, the dark moon. Oh, man. Hey, summertime, night sky. Ooh, how about some midsummer night dreams that actually come true? Woo! I get to sing my summertime song a few more times anyway. Cause summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Woo! Summertime is here. Kick off your shoes. Get off of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Romance, romance, romance. Woo! Ah! Straw hat, white pants, running barefoot in the sand, it's summertime. Watermelon by the slice, cool sea water, soda pop is nice, it's summertime. Summertime, soon be gone, whoa. Summertime, it won't be long, no, no. Summertime. Sing a song, la 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 la. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-dee-da-dee-da-dee. Yeah, 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 woo, woo, woo. Yeah, wow, woo. take off your shoes, get over the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance. Ah, oh, summertime is here. Kick off your shoes, get over the seat of your pants and dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, 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 romance. Ooh, ah, romance. Ice wine. Cold beer. Guitar music in the air. Woo. Barbecue. In the sand. Come on, dance, dance, dance. Strike up the band, cause it's summertime. Summertime. Soon be gone. Whoa. Summertime. It won't be long, no, no. Summertime. Hey. Sing a song. Oh, summertime, woo! Summertime, she won't wait, no, no. Summertime, come on, make a day now. Summertime, take a break, 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 take a break. Ow! Summertime is here, kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants, and then, then. Summertime romance, romance, oh, summertime is here. Kick off your shoes, get out of the seat of your pants. Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, ah, summertime is here. Kick off your... And dance, dance, dance. Summertime... Dance, dance, dance. Summertime romance, romance, romance. It's pretty good there, Gregory. You know, I sang that at the Local Lights open mic night last Sunday afternoon, and I really, what can I say? I've missed only one of those events because it's always a wonderful opportunity to come and play at the Willits Arts Center, or the Willits Center for the Performing Arts, or WCA. Stage, and you know, David and Kyle, they work the soundboard. So there you are in a professional setting. You don't have to do anything but get up there. So, but that's the Local Lights, right here in Willits. And the second Sunday afternoon in August, by the way, you don't want to miss this one because my son Malachi and I are going to team up as the main attraction. Hey, we get a real kick out of playing together, I gotta say, and I'm sure you will too. So, and you know, moving right along on that though, I'll get back to that. You know, this cat just keeps hanging around our house. I told you about this cat once before, meow all night long, and it's so bad. Meow, God help me. Meow, this is the end of the earth. Meow, please feed me. I hate you, but feed me anyway. And I, hey, wait a minute. You know, why is he going to come out and make friends with me at least? But it's driving my wife crazy. It's in the middle of the night. And I don't hear, lucky for me. But this is for that cat. And this is a song that Malachi and I love to do. He rips on his flute. Woo! Old Mr. Johnson had troubles of his own. He had an old yellow cat that wouldn't leave home. He tried everything he knew to get that cat to stay away. He took him up to Laytonville. He told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back.
They thought he was a goner.
Oh, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away, away, away.
Ah, the farmer on the corner said he'd shoot that cat on sight.
He loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. Oh, the gun went off. Boom! Heard all over town. Little pieces of a man was all they ever found. But the cat came back the very next day. Yes, the cat came back. Oh, they thought he was a goner, but the cat
came back, he drove out west. Couldn't stay away, away, away. Wah, wah, wah. Oh, gosh. They gave him to a man going up in a balloon. Told him for to leave him with the man in the moon. Oh, that balloon got busted and back to earth it had. 7 miles away, they picked that man up and dead. Well, the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away, away, away. And when they took that yellow cat, they thought it would be best. Put him on that old skunk train and way out west. And the train was racing down the track when it struck a rock. And all the people on the train suffered greatly from the shock. But the cat came back the very next day. Cat came back. They thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, he just could not stay away, away, away. And they gave him to this little boy with a dollar and a note. Hey, why don't you take him out in the river in that leaky old boat? Well, he grabbed that yellow cat, wrapped him in his jacket round and round. But now they're dragging up the river for that little boy who drowned. Next day, he came back. They thought he was a goner. They ate that water, but you know what? The cat came back. He just could not. He could not stay away. So they took him to the place where all the meat is ground, and they dropped him in the hopper with that butcher not around. And that cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek. And the town's meat tasted furry. For the rest of the week. But the cat came back the very next day. He came back, you know, they thought he was a goner. But the kitty cat, he came back. Could not stay away. Driving me crazy. Yeah, oh. My God, no, quick. Well, they took him to Cape Canaveral. You know, they put him in a place. And they loaded him on the shuttlecraft that was going into space. When they finally thought that cat was out of human reach. Oh, the next day they got this phone call from down in Miami Beach.
Hello? I'm back.
The very next day.
I thought he was a eater, but look out, Gregory.
So they finally get that cat, you know, they put him to the max. They put him in this little baggie full of that old anthrax. And then they put him in a box and they shipped him the world around. Now everyone's dead, lying all around.
Oh no, but the cat came back
the very next day. Whoa, the cat came back. Thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. And you know he just couldn't stay. Away, away, away. Away, 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 away.
Hey, kitty, you want some kibble?
Okay. Oh, well, I hope that the hat cures this somehow in the airways and doesn't come back to our house. But there's, you know, we'll be playing that one. It's a lot of fun. Hey, you know, you are riding on the Bipolar Express on this wonderful radio station called KLLGLP 97.9 FM in Willits, California. This is your hometown radio. Hey, I want to thank you all for sharing the ride with Train Singer and me, Greg Schindel. You know, there's been a heavy wind blowing this summer. You notice that one? The wind has been quite windy, at least on our little place it has, man. My wife loves the weather, though. It's not too hot. It's good for gardening. Although her back is starting to get to her. Boy, you got to know when to stop. That's the tough part. Right?
And then stop when you know it's when to stop.
Oh, yeah. Stop when you...
Now and
I know. Oh, I can... I know. I'll push through this. We are not kids anymore. You know, you push... When we were younger, we'd push... And then the next day, you'd be stronger, and you go, I'll push harder and harder. And then one day, you'd sit down, and you go, let's not lay back a bit. Now it's too late. Age catches up. You don't play that game now. Well, anyway, it makes me think of a change in the air when the wind blows. It makes me think of taking a trip. Almost ready to play one of these songs, but not quite yet. First, I'd like to share this little chant from my friend Mac McCarty. He learned from this Persian rug dealer. It goes like this. I'm tired of this life. What can I do? Come with me and let's go on the road and take a trip.
You're packing your boots and your pants by the door. Time is near, you can go. Moving has to be what you must do. You're not so sure that you see the light, and you're gonna head out on the road. Leave behind a life you didn't know. How you're gonna head out on the road. And you still can't say where you'll go. Had someone who took good care of you, could not see love would grow. Turned away and headed out up north. A better life I know, new seeds to sow. And you're gonna head out on the road. Leave behind a life you didn't know. How you're gonna head out on the road. And you still can't say where you'll go. Faces make you want to give your life so you can live. You can give all the sparks you ever seen alight, all have died. God knows you've tried, and you're gonna head out on the road. Leave behind a life you didn't know. How you're gonna head out on the road. Leave behind a life you didn't know. Oh, you're gonna head out on the road. And you still can't say where you will go.
Now you get that wanderlust feeling out there? Get in your car. Just get away from that comfort zone that we're in. You know, many times I find myself traveling down the road. I don't know which way to turn. Do we just keep moving? Do we find the way to go? Like a bird who flies all the way home. One day I was sitting with some good time friends. A woman gave something to me. Words on paper didn't mean much to me then. Ah, but they come back to me time and again. And they read, if you follow your love, you'll get where you're going. You'll get where you're going every time. If you follow your love, you will get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. You know, the little things in life, they count so much sometimes. You never know when they'll come to mind. Touch of a hand, maybe it's a poem that rhymes, or a smile on a face that shines. I'll follow your love. You get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. Oh, you follow your love. You get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. Ooh, follow your love and you'll get where you're going. Get where you're going every time. Yeah, that reminds me of a trip my wife and I took across the United States. And here's a song that we wrote, going across the good old USA. Valleys passing by. Oh, look, the trains are rolling day and night. Along the railways, moving right along to get where we belong. All the way. Let's go take a ride. 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 California East and Donner Pass. Cross the western deserts to Salt Lake. Indian country, fields of wheat and corn, to the Great Lakes we are born. All the way. Hey, let's go take a ride. 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 Miles and miles of country passes by. Ahead we all begin to see mountains and forests to reach the coast of Maine. Then we turn to go again, all the way. Hey, let's go take a ride. 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 Flashing signals see us as we go. Hear the whistles calling in the night. Oh, let's just keep going, rolling with the wheels, and see how good it feels. All the way. Let's go take a ride. 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 Let's go take a ride.
Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Let's go take a ride. Hey, you want to take a ride, man? Hey, you know, come ride the Skunk Train. You know, you got a choice. You could ride that Pudding Creek Express out of Forty Bragg, or the Willits Wolf Tree Turn ride to Crowley Station. That's my ride and my son. Train Singer, he's aboard me Thursday through Saturday, and Malachi, the singing conductor, he rides Sunday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. And I always have fun riding and singing and blowing bubbles and telling my bad jokes. It's okay, I'll spare you today. But Willits, you know, the Willits trains depart the depot at 10:30 in the morning daily, and Friday and Saturday, blah, blah, blah. Hey, but by the way, they don't ride on Mondays. Also, on Saturday, the train, there's two rides, at least two more for the next two weekends of this month, and that's 10:30 and at 1:30. That's on Saturday only, so I get two rides that day. Yippee! I get all the fun. I've always enjoyed folk music ever since I was in my teens, and the trains, they have a gold mine of folk tunes about wrecks and engineer heroes and strong, huge men. You know, riders on the train often ask for these classic folk tunes like Casey Jones or Wabash Cannonball or a steel-driving man like John Henry. Hey, let's talk a little bit about John Henry right here. You know, as far as anyone can determine, John Henry was hired as a steel driver for the C&O Railroad. It's a wealthy company that was extending its line from the Chesapeake Bay to the Ohio Valley. Now, steel drivers, also known as a hammer man, would spend their work days driving holes into rock by hitting thick steel drills or spikes. Now, the hammer man always had a partner known as the shaker or turner, who would crouch close to the hole and rotate the drill after each blow. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, man. You know, the C&O's new line was moving along quickly until Big Bend Mountain emerged to block its path. The mile and a quarter thick mountain was too vast to build around, so the men were told they had to drive their drills through it, through its belly. It took 1,000 men 3 years to finish. The work was treacherous, visibility was negligible, and the air inside the developing tunnel was thick and noxious, black smoke and dust. Hundreds of men would lose their lives to Big Ben before it was over, their bodies piled into makeshift sandy graves just steps outside the mountain. John Henry was one of them. And as the story goes, John Henry was the strongest, fastest, most powerful man working on the rails. He used a 14-pound hammer to drill, some historians believe, well, let me turn my page, 10 to 20 feet in a 12-hour day, the best of any man on the rails. One day, a salesman came to camp boasting that his steam drill-powered machine could outdrill any man. So a race was set, man against machine. And John Henry, of course, won. The legend says, driving 14 feet to the drill's 9. He died shortly after. Some say from exhaustion, some say from a stroke. Hey, let's hear that song, John Henry.
When John Henry was a little baby, sitting on his mammy's knee, he pointed his finger at a little piece of steel, gonna be the death of me. La, la, gonna be the death of me. Now John Henry, he had a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. John Henry took sick, he had to go to bed. Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Lord, Lord, Polly Ann drove steel like a man. Now the captain, he said, John Henry, gonna bring me a steam drill round. Gonna take that steam drill out on the job. Gonna whop that steel on down. Lord, Lord, whop that steel on down. Now John Henry, he says to his captain, you know a man ain't nothing but a man. But before I let that old steam drill beat me down, I'll die with my hammer in my hand. La la, die with my hammer in my hand. Now the captain, he says, John Henry, I believe this mountain's caving in. John Henry, he just laughed, his cap. Oh my, that's my hammer a-sucking wind. La la, hammer just a-sucking wind. Now John Henry, he says to his captain, look yonder, what I see. Your steam drill broke, you know your hole done shook. No, you can't drive steel like me. No way, can't drive steel like me. Now John Henry, he's a hammering on the mountain. Hammer was a striking fire. He drove so hard that it broke his poor heart. And he laid down his hammer, he died, Lord, Lord. Laid down his hammer and he died. Now they carried John Henry to the graveyard, buried him in the sand. And every locomotive come rolling on by says, there lies a steel-driving man, Lord, Lord. There lies a steel-driving man.
Yeah! Whoa! Hey, you know, so why would one man, one among 100 years of other men and other stories, emerge as such a central figure in folklore and song? And for this, we can only speculate, you know, like Paul Bunyan or John Henry's life was about power, the individual raw strength that no system could take from a man, and about weaknesses. Now, the social position in which he was thrust. To the thousands of railroad hands, he was an inspiration and an example. A man just like they who worked in the deplorable, unforgiving atmosphere, but managed to make his mark. But the song also reflects many faces, many lives. Some consider it a protest anthem, an attempt by the laborers to denounce without facing punishment or dismissal by their superiors, the wretched conditions under which John Henry worked. This old hammer killed John Henry, but it won't kill me. It won't kill me. Another refrain perhaps allowed the men to imagine they could walk away from the tunnel. And of course they could have. The whites driving them were not their owners. But still, for many blacks, the railroad was an extension of the plantation. Whites were barking the orders. An army of blacks were doing the work. And for the most part, they had no other option. Take this hammer. Carry it to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone.
Ho! Take this hammer.
Ha!
Carry to the captain.
Ha!
Take this hammer.
Ha!
Cat to the captain.
Ha!
Take this hammer.
Ha!
Cat to the captain.
Ha!
Tell him I's gone.
Ha!
Tell him I's gone.
Ha!
Well, the captain got a big gun.
Ha!
Try to play bad.
Ha!
Captain got a big gun.
Ha!
Try to play bad.
Ha!
Captain got a big gun.
Ha!
Trying to play bad.
Ha!
Gonna take it in the morning.
Ha!
If he makes me mad.
Ha!
Now this old hammer.
Ha!
Killed John Henry.
Ha!
This old hammer.
Ha!
Killed John Henry.
Ha!
This old hammer.
Ha!
Killed John Henry.
Ha!
Won't kill me, no.
Ha!
it won't kill me.
Huh. Now if he asked you, huh, was I running?
Huh.
If he asked you, huh, was I running?
Huh.
If he asked you, huh, was I running?
Huh.
Tell him I was flying.
Huh.
Tell him I was flying.
Huh.
Oh, yes. John Henry. You know, I just got to throw this in because this is how I am. You know, still another reading interprets John Henry's stories, one rooted in sex and power. And indeed, some of the ballads depict John Henry as a man, you know, leashed to his sexual appetites, roaming the countryside to drive his steel, so to speak. In his 1933 book, John Henry, A Folklore Study, historian Louis W. Chappelle maintains that the ballad's sexual symbolism is abundantly and unmistakably clear. I consider a verse common among several versions. When John Henry was a little boy, he was sitting on his papa's knee. He was looking down at a piece of steel. It says, a steel-driving man I'll be, Lord, Lord, a steel-driving man I will be. Now, he's looking at a piece of steel between his legs as he sits on his father's lap. The phallic nature of the description is obvious, Chappelle points out. And a scene about John Henry's wife. John Henry had a little woman. Her name was Polly Ann. When John Henry lay sick down on his bed, Polly drove steel like a man. Oh, yes, our folk music is really something to pay attention to in between the lines. But moving right along from Johnny, let's find, here's another one of our heroes, that I might say. And by the way, that's right, folks out there. You are riding on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. You know, and please stay on board as long as the train is moving. But here we go. Let's talk about a little bit of Casey Jones. Let me just start out by kind of singing. I got three little tunes about Casey Jones, and here's the classic one. Come on, you rounders, if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was a roller's name, 6'8", a wheeler that he rolled a flame. Now the caller called a Casey about a 4:30, kissed his wife at the station door. He climbed in the cabin, orders in his hand saying, this is a trip to the promised land. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin, Casey Jones. His orders in his hand, hug his head, Joan. Leaning at the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Through South Memphis, the yards are gonna fly. The rain was a falling, water was high. Everybody knew by the end of the moon, the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. Joan said, fireman, now don't you fret. Sim Wimp said, well, I ain't giving up yet. We're 8 hours late with the southbound mail. We'll be on the time or we're leaving the rail. Oh, Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning at the window, taking a trip, promised land. Dead on the rail was a passenger train. Oh, the blood was boiling in Casey's brain. Casey said, hey, look out ahead. Now jump, or we'll all be dead. Hand on the whistle, hand on the brake. A North Mississippi was a wide eight. I see a railroad official said, a good engineer to be a lying dead. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning at the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Headache and heartache and all kind of pain, all a part of a railroad train. Sweat, toil, the good and the grand, they're all a part of a railroad man. Casey Jones mounted to the cabin. Casey Jones, his orders in his hand. Casey Jones leaning at the window, taking a trip to that promised land. Casey's so long. You know, Casey Jones was, I have to say, he's one of my all-time favorite engineers. His story always gets me. He was one of the best of the best. I mean, he was able to make up. By the time he got into this horrible accident, he had made up over an hour of time. That's what the kind of engineer he was. You know? But I got to say, there's jump ahead and give you a little bit of the story here. Unknown to Casey, there were three separate trains at the station at Vaughan, a doubleheader freight train, number 83, located to the north and headed south, which had been delayed due to having two drawbars pulled while at Vaughan, and long freight train number 72, located to the south and headed north, were both in the passing track to the east of the main line. As the combined length of the trains was 10 cars longer than the length of the east passing track, some of the cars were stopped on the main line. The two sections of the northbound local passenger train number 26 had arrived from Canton earlier and required a saw-by for them to get to the house track west of Northward and pull its own overlapping cars off the main line and onto the east side track from the south switch, thus allowing the two sections number 26 to gain access to the west house tracks. It sounds complicated, and maybe it was. The saw-by, however, left the rear cars of number 83 overlapping above the north switch and on the main line right in Jones Path. As workers prepared a second saw-by to let Jones pass, an air hose broke on number 72 and during a switching maneuver to clear the tracks. And it broke and it left at the last four cars of number 83 on the main line. Oh boy. Meanwhile, Jones was almost back on schedule, running at about 75 miles per hour toward Vaughan and traveling through a 1-point-mile left-hand curve that blocked his view. Webb's view from the left side of the train was better, and he was first to see the red lights of the caboose on the main line. "Oh, my Lord! There's something on the main line," he yelled to Jones. And Jones quickly yelled back, "Jump, Sim! Jump! Jump!" He crouched down and jumped from the train about 300 feet before impact and knocked unconscious by his fall. The last thing Webb heard as he jumped was the long, piercing scream of the whistle as Jones warned everyone and anyone in the freight train looming ahead. He was only 2 minutes behind schedule at this point. Joan reversed the throttle and slammed the air brakes into emergency stop, but old 382 quickly plowed through a wooden caboose, a car load of hay, another of corn, and halfway through a car of timber before leaving the track. He had reduced his speed from 75 miles per hour to about 35 miles per hour when he hit. And because Jones stayed on board to slow the train, he was believed to have saved the passengers from serious injury and death. Jones was the only fatality of the collision. His watch stopped at the time of impact, 3:52 a.m. on April 30th, 1900. Popular legend holds that when his body was pulled from the wreckage, his hand still clutched the whistle cord and brake. A stretcher was brought from the baggage car on number one, and crewmen of the other trains carried his body to the depot a half mile away. Now, the headlines in Jackson, Tennessee, Sun read, "Fatal wreck! Engineer Casey Jones of this city killed near Canton, Miss. Dense fog, direct cause of a rear-end collision of the Illinois Central. Fireman and messenger injured. Passenger train crashed in a local freight." Oh, my gosh, yes. Jackson, Mississippi newspaper said, oh, boy. "The southbound passenger train number one was running under a full head of steam when it crashed into the rear end of a caboose and three freight cars, which were standing on the main track, the other portion of the train being on a sidetrack. The caboose and two of the cars were smashed to pieces. The engine left the rails, plowed into an embankment where it overturned and was completely wrecked, the baggage and mail coaches also being thrown from the track and badly damaged. The engineer was killed outright by the concussion. His body was found lying under the cab with his skull crushed and right arm torn from its socket. The fireman jumped just in time to save his life. Well, the express messenger was thrown against the side of the car, having two of his ribs broken by the blow. Ooh, but his condition is not considered dangerous. Now, some accounts stated that a wooden splinter went through his skull, and another, a steel bolt, went through his neck. Amazingly graphic news articles, you know. His hand on the whistle and the hand on the brake, and, you know, Bond, Mississippi was wide awake. Well, we're talking about some of our local, not local, but sorry, American heroes that spawned the folk music we have. And, of course, here's another one of those Casey Jones songs. This is one of my favorites. You know, Casey Jones was a mighty man. Now he's living in the promised land. The only music he could understand was a 6-8 wheeler under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Woo! A freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. He goes, woo woo, wow wow, oh, woo woo, wow wow, woo woo, wow wow, woo woo, wow wow. Made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Started ring the bell. People hung around so they could tell that a Casey Jones would have come to town on a 6-8 wheeler. Flat on the ground, he made a freight train boogie all the time. Yeah. He made a freight train boogie as he rode down the line. Yeah, Casey, yeah. He go, woo woo, wow wow, woo, wow wow, woo woo, wow wow, woo woo. Wow, wow, made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. That's right. You wake up all the people all along the night. Oh, Lord, we can make that a whistle. What is said to the fireman, hold your feet. Gonna make the driver do the boogie. Be to make the freight train boogie all the time. Yeah. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Say, go, Casey. He said, woo, woo, wow, wow. Woo, woo, wow, wow, woo, woo, wow, woo, 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 wow, wow, made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Yeah, I say, Casey Jones was a mighty man. He's living in the promised land. The only music he could understand was a 6-8 meter on his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. Woo. He made the freight train boogie as it rolled down the line. Ooh, Casey Jones. But you know what? Yeah, I don't know what happened, but Casey Jones just kind of made it into the modern world where riding the train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just robbed my mind? This old engine running on time. We Central Station by the 8:45. River Junction 17-2 at 9:45. She's rolling again, riding the train, time cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Trouble ahead, lady in red. Take my advice, you're better off dead. Fine and sleeping, train 72. On the wrong track, she's heading for you. Riding the train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just grabbed my mind? Trouble with you, trouble with me. Two good eyes, but we just don't see. Come round the bend, know it's the end. The firemen scream and the engines gleam. Got in the train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Oh, riding the train, high on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? Hey, don't you know that notion just crossed my mind? They're grateful, and by gosh, well, not all dead anyway. Hey, Greg, yes, train, yes. You know, it's funny how these people, these characters get immortalized in song. It's amazing. So, any songs about someone you don't know? No, they haven't been bad enough to be remembered in song, right? Jesse James, there's a guy, I ain't a bad man. Okay, hey, Greg, yes, train. You know, I've had some midsummer breakdowns this summer, with my musical equipment. You know, first I broke a string on my brand new Seagull, and I'm not playing it right now. And then that was an easy fix. But then the string, the G string breaks on my auto harp, and I know I just happen to have that replacement sitting right up there on the top, so I go to put it on, and I turn it the wrong way, and. Well, I broke that one before I even got to play it. But lucky for me, I had an A flat that pretty much will. There the gauge isn't that much different. So I put that one on, and it's working. And then, oh my gosh, then came the worst of it. I left my hag, my train that when I play on the train, and it looks so horrible because it's. I haven't treated it very well, not much love. I left it in the back of the car in the sun, and when I opened the case, I discovered the bridge had pulled away from the top of the guitar. Luckily, the whole thing hadn't torn itself off inside, so, God, free Moses. Oh, yes, guess this, the guitar that I brought in today, my standby, the one I bought in 1969, the B string is buzzing like it's a sitar. It goes ping, like that. But I managed to get some sandpaper out and I fixed that one. But, in celebration, I do have this. I brought my auto harp in today because it plays so well now that it's fixed. It's fixed. It better be fixed. Well, that sounds pretty good, actually. Could have sounded better, but... Sun, warm sunlight, moon, moon, cool moonlight, stars at night, shining bright, sun and moon and stars shine bright. Stars at night, shining bright, sun and moon and stars shine bright. shine. Oh, I love the sound of that harp. I like to bring it out on the train and people go, what's that? Oh, I can play anything, sure. Give me a beer bottle. I'll play the beer bottle polka. Beer 30. Okay. You know, a musical director at the St. Francis and the Redwoods Church. It's that one kind of reminds me of St. Francis. And I'm also called to doing a lot of memorial services and funerals. And I've done 3 funerals and memorials in the last 4 months. And I have to say, one of these graveside funerals sunk very, very deep into my heart, and I still feel its effects. I still feel the effects of deep grief. And I'd like to play one of my songs that helps me deal with this one right now. It's called Broken Hearts on the Mend.
I got the word you'd gone away. Could hardly speak, what could I say? My letters went with no reply. No final kiss, no last goodbye. We come and go just like the grass. Spring and summer, fall will pass. Winter's end will bring the new. Fields of flowers, skies of blue. Wring your hands, start to cry. All living things have to die. Broken hearts on the mend. All living things alive again. Chamber in the heart where loved ones go when they depart, just as if they've gone away. I'll see you later one fine day. So clap your hands, don't you cry. We want to live, and that's no lie. Broken hearts on the mend. All living things in love again. Oh, clap your hands, don't you cry. We want to live, and that's no lie. Broken hearts on the mend. All living things in love again. Broken hearts on the mend. All living things in love again.
My, yes. Healing hearts, loving souls. Now let's enjoy ourselves as much as we can, you know. I mean, striving toward loving God with all my heart and soul and mind, you know, that to me is a gift to the mind and an enveloping, overwhelming indulgence. But loving my neighbor as myself, woo, that's kind of tough. But when will we ever stop falling short of that commandment? Hey, the golden rule, you know, it crowns all religions, regardless of what name he that cannot be named is given. But right now, we are riding on the Bipolar Express. I said Bipolar Express on KLLG 97.9 FM radio, radio, KLLG, LP 97.9 FM Willis, Willis, California. See you next week. Woo! Thank you, Mike. Woo!